Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. It's a report from Channel 3 last night.
We always knew there was going to be a second wave.
That second wave appears to be a reality tonight. New numbers coming out from the governor's office show the state's positivity rate remains elevated. Of the more than 92,000 tests done since Friday, just almost 92,200, 2,000 of those came back positive. That is a 2.2% positivity rate.
All right, hold on a second. See, now if we had Mike the Plumber on.
Right.
We had him. Right.
Reframe this a little.
97.8% negative.
Right.
And out of 92,200 tests, 90,000 were negative.
I like that better.
Yeah.
I feel better.
We have to start doing that, no?
Yeah. Can't be gloom and doom all the time, for God's sake.
Yeah.
It does. When you just focus on the negative, it gets really grating.
Don't be so negative.
No, listen to the numbers. This would be like saying there's a garbage can fire. We need to send 8 fire companies. It's like it's a garbage can fire at this point.
Around here they do.
No, but the reporting seems to be the same as it was in March. Like, oh, my God. My head's on fire.
Help me. Jesus, Lord, help me.
And, you got to kind of go by how the hospitals are responding to this. They're not panicking. I'm not panicking.
Yeah. Really?
Where is my toe?
Attached to your foot?
Yep. Mm. Yeah. We talked to Mike the Plumber, who tweets Lamont all the time, and he changes Lamont's graph. So Lamont will have a graph, 92,000, 2,000. Right. His will be 92,000, 90,000 negative.
But a smiley face.
So we talked to him at 7, and somebody got mad and complained that we have like a relaxed attitude towards this.
Oh, my God. How do you say space?
I really don't.
I don't think that's true at all.
I don't have a relaxed attitude, and I'm not downplaying something that's serious. It's very serious if you have pre-existing conditions. But the numbers are good compared to a 100, you know, what a 100-year pandemic can do, and we figured this out in a few months.
Yeah.
And if you talk to any expert, when you go to the hospital, let's just say you get a fever, you get tested, you're positive, they give you medicines, you go home.
That's it.
If you get really bad, you go to the hospital. The hospitalizations are low. So low that, the hospitals aren't freaking out, the doctors aren't freaking out. It's still serious. You could still die if you have pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
And if you don't go to the hospital, but come on, people.
Exactly.
It could be worse.
Think back to April,
God.
When Noah was around like April.
Right. That interview yesterday was not to be like, this isn't real. It was more to be like, hey, we can feel better about how we're doing here.
We're doing a good job.
You know?
But the news is they're reporting on it like they did in March.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
New numbers tonight.
With that music.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta put that stupid music. Put
You're
some
right,
happy
AJ.
Music.
You know. Right.
So is that stupid music. Put something happy.
Yeah.
I agree, AJ.
Like
ragtime.
I would watch the news.
Yeah, ragtime music.
That was a little Star Wars cantina, but I got you, AJ.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
12 more people have died from the virus. Another 37 are in the hospital. With cases on the rise, the state is taking a very different approach compared to earlier this year. Channel 3 Eyewitness News reporter Matthew Campbell is here tonight with more on why we should expect the state to remain open. Matthew.
Yeah, Mark, you know, when it comes to the shutdowns, the governor says we can approach this second wave in a regional way, not the way that it was done earlier this year, where orders extended from Greenwich all the way up to Enfield.
The virus is just marching right down I-95 and 91. We worked on a statewide basis.
That was in March, when America had to quickly deal with the coronavirus surge. Executive orders limiting business extended to the entire state, even parts that were seeing few
like
cases.
Did you hear a siren going off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good timing. When he said marching down, I was like picturing Dave Matthews and it's marching. Dan, 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 dan.
It's Tire Talk Tuesday.
Dan, dan, dan.
It is a funny visual with like batons and hats.
Right. The COVID-19.
Let's fast forward in like a minute.
A minute?
See where we get here.
Okay. This is 45 seconds here.
While we expect it to be a tough winter, We do not believe that we are going to be overwhelmed by this.
Okay.
That's great. He's some kind of health official for the government.
That's a doctor. Yeah, and he's in his office, right. Zooming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Also, nearly all of us are now wearing masks.
There's ample evidence now that wearing a mask, actually, even if you are going to get sick, it is likely you get less severely ill because the size of the viral exposure is significantly reduced by wearing a mask.
As we enter,
that's interesting.
That's information I haven't heard before.
No idea. That's good info. That we should have started with that one, right? So if you're thinking about not wearing a mask, that's a good reason to wear a mask.
Right.
At the beginning of this, I thought the virus was like a copy machine. So if you got a little bit, all of a sudden it just reproduces.
Replicates.
It's like
yeah.
Clone Wars, you know? It's like, where'd all these come from?
Like two bunnies together.
Right.
We even sort of noticed. Bim, 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 bim. Bim, bim,
bim, bim, bim. Bim, 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 bim. Sorry.
We both stopped at the same time. It's good.
A couple of weeks ago, we even sort of noticed how, yes, cases are going up, but they seem to be less severe. Like, people aren't in the hospital for 60, 70 days at a time now.
Well, they know what to do. They know what meds to give you.
How early to start doing it.
Yeah.
Yep.
They were overrun before.
Yeah, they were.
Sending people home.
Yeah.
That's all I was saying yesterday. You don't have to contact my boss. Jesus Christ.
Your boss, Jesus
Effing
Christ.
Relax.
Actually, the boss recommended that interview.
Yeah.
True.
No, I mean, people, just calm down. Like, don't be so sensitive. Someone can't have an opinion, right?
Yep.
All right, what else?
As we enter our second wave, we've already seen pockets of hot spots, mainly in eastern Connecticut. The response has been to recommend certain towns roll back their reopening while the majority of the state remains open.
It gives us a lot more flexibility than we had back in the spring.
So while this new approach will allow much of the state to remain open, doctors do warn this is just the beginning of the second wave. Things could change quickly.
With the holidays coming, there is a tendency for people to gather, potentially including out-of-state visitors, and sharing meals and holidays indoors. So for all those reasons, I think that we have not yet seen the peak of this surge.
So when will it?
That's a good warning. All right, so two pieces of information so far we got. Right?
Right.
Okay. What were they, AJ?
That the virus, you can have like less particles if you're wearing a mask. And what he just said there. The second wave could be, you know, worse.
Yeah, that's good. Thank Close you. Enough.
Yeah.
Let's go to the end because I love the way he says his name.
I love the sign-off. It's so good. I'm so happy we're going to
play this.
He does this
every time, too.
I know.
The governor's team also points out the way we collectively handle this determines how quickly we get out of it. Live here in studio, Matthew Campbell, Channel 13 News.
What? It's like it's all one word.
Is that English?
Check it out.
Channel 3 Eyewitness News.
That's not what he says.
All that jazz.
Channel 13 News.
Can somebody talk to him about that?
No, I like it.
His catchphrase.
Oh, yeah, keep that. Keep that. I love it.
That's got to go.
Well, I folks don't realize everything he said was in one breath. So
right.
Matthew Campbell.
I'm Matthew Campbell. My lunch is chili with a piece of cheese.
Say it, okay?
WFSB General Cheese.
Studio, Matthew Campbell, Channel 13 News.
Doesn't that remind you of the song from Ferris Bueller?
I'm doing a bit here.
Yeah. At the end, yeah.
Channel 13 News. Channel 13 News.
Gotta go take a pee.
It's like ASMR news.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Channel 13 News.
I'm sorry?
Channel 13 News.
Number two meal?
Big Mac.
Number two fries?
Wait, was that a Big Mac or a number two?
Number two.
showing up there too? What?
What? How about this? Please drive around.
Really? Point to it. Point to it. Just point to it.
Which I picture him like calling to make like a reservation at a restaurant. And what's the name, sir?
Matthew Campbell, Channel 13 News.
Wait, what?
Matthew Campbell, Channel 13 News.
You too. See you then.
Yeah, yeah. I love how he got his name out there, though. You could clearly understand. Matthew Campbell.
Matthew Campbell. Channel 13 News.
Of course you got to wear shoes. Of course you got to wear shoes.
Channel 13 News.
Yes, shoes required.
Yes.
Channel 13 News.
Sounds like he's saying, try to deal with this news.
Channel 13 News.
Trying to deal with this news.
Channel 13 News.
It does.
All right. Yeah, look, if you're going to tell Matthew Campbell we are goofing on him, please tell him we are having fun.
No, I love this.
Awesome. Yeah, because you know what? This is going to get back to him. Oh, those guys were effing with you this morning.
Yeah, that's what we do.
In a fun way, though. We have much love for Matthew.
Channel 13 News.
We're celebrating. No one knows if I can celebrate every goddamn day around here.
Channel 13 News.
Oh, yeah. Shamalama ding ding dong.
Well, you put the ooma mouth back in my smile chow.
There's about four other stories I should have gotten to. Over 30 animals seized from a home in Hamden. They're calling it uninhabitable.
Stinkyville.
Oh, no.
30 animals.
P.U.
Members of the Hamden Animal Control Division, with the assistance of animal control units from the state of Connecticut, Cheshire, East Haven, North Haven, and Southbury.
What a mess.
All hands on deck.
Executed a search and seizure warrant at a home on Blue Hills Avenue yesterday morning. If you know where that is or you know the home, call us up, please.
A search? Just look at the house. That's it.
1-877-764-2535. This is all according to authorities. The warrant was the result of an extensive investigation by the Hamden Animal Control. I think the same thing, AJ. Extensive?
Right.
You know, how about pull up, put the window down, take a breath.
Right. Now, did they go undercover? Did one of them pose as an animal and go in the house?
Yeah.
I'll gain their trust first.
What?
Stevie Nicks?
He's a sheep. You got to go in.
Stevie Nicks? I love you, Miss Nicks.
Yeah.
What kind of animals were they talking?
Upon entering the residence, animal control officers were greeted by two large rats.
Ooh. Man, not a good start.
Nope.
What, like two informants? Hey, how you doing? How you been? Good.
Like, in any case,
hey, there's a bunch of animals in here. Hey, how you doing? Good. Wrong rat, sorry.
It's all according to a news release. They seized 26 cats.
Oh. Ugh.
Wow.
Hope they're okay.
It's horrible.
Kitty.
Six dogs.
Mm.
Two caged squirrels.
Let me ask here.
Hold on. This is when you know you have a problem, because if you let the squirrels go, they'll be fine.
Yes. Right.
Okay? Uh-huh. This is when they're out there collecting their food. Let them go.
Let them go nuts.
Let them go.
Free the squirrels.
Let my people go.
Free the squirrels.
I am king of the squirrels. I command you, let my people go.
That sounds like a sweeper.
Right.
Mm.
King of the squirrels.
Yeah. King of the squirrels. Huh? I am the biggest nut. I am acorn.
Man, what the hell is going on in your life when you're catching squirrels? I'm like, no, you need to stay right here.
Never leave me.
Where I can
see you. Yes, I'll count.
You're not going anywhere.
I'll bring you your own nuts.
There's definitely something wrong with this person.
They love animals just a bit too much.
Yeah. Well, walk outside.
Yep.
That's what it sounds like.
There's plenty
of
them.
If you just go outside, you'll be fine. Like, just live among the animals.
There's plenty of squirrels out there.
My cookie aunt, who I love, that lives in Florida, has a pet squirrel that you rescued.
I know someone who has pet squirrels also.
It lives outside.
Besides point, yes.
I saw the sweater she made you. This makes sense.
It lives outside, though.
Long arm?
There's no cage inside the house for the squirrel. The squirrel stays outdoors at all times.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Right? Yeah. It's got a tree that lives in her yard, and she, feeds it every morning.
People love squirrels, though. Remember when we found, Eric and I found those baby squirrels in our shed, and we took them to the squirrel people. They had
Wait, the squirrel people?
Yes. Squirrel people, yes.
Are they humans with squirrel heads?
No, they actually just put those things on.
Wildlife people that do this and save squirrels. Tupperwares. Big plastic Tupperware bins, like the kind you get at Walmart. And they took the lid off and just 50 squirrels in a bin.
Wouldn't they all be suffocating? Because that's a tight seal.
No, they all cuddle with each other.
But again, there's no air if it's a tight seal.
Holes in the top?
This is a good question, AJ.
Yeah, because Tupperware are known for their tight, airtight seals.
Right. Keep the freshness in.
And the squirrel's dead.
They put socks full of rice in the microwave.
Which
and
is
put
all
them
fantastic
in the bin
for
warm.
So they're baby squirrels.
Yes.
I'm sure there were holes you didn't see.
Right.
You know, they're not closing a bunch of babies. Look,
no, they're saving
if they're
them.
Doing that and you saw that, you're just as guilty as
them. I would go ballistic.
No, they're saving them. They're
good
people.
For what, dinner?
No. Right.
We're going to dip them in chocolate.
No, but there are these people who their DNA is wired to where they need to save animals. Those are great people.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no.
There's no one out there to speak for them but these people.
Just concern for the Tupperware.
No, but when you have 30-something animals in your house, you have to do this. All right, let's have a meeting. All right. There's 30-something of you and one of me. Maybe I'll just live outside.
You know, if you died, your food,
That'll be easier. Let's just, we'll be outside. Yeah, exactly. We've heard about that,
30 animals, one person, you die, your dinner.
Yeah, your dinner.
Yes, you are.
Okay, so 26 cats, 6 dogs, 2 caged squirrels, and an owl.
And oh, my owl? God.
This is why the squirrel's in a cage.
That does make more sense. Well, don't you just cage the owl then?
I'm sure they cage the owl too. Be a good name for a band, Cage the Owl.
And don't forget the rats.
Right.
Were those pets or were those just they're nice to animals here. We're coming in.
Those two rats
were walking on the poop and the water.
Yep, the rats were like, hey, it's an owl, but he's in his cage.
It's like a nightclub and they snuck in through the back door. They didn't quite meet the dress code, but they're just in there now.
Fake ID.
Okay, so this road is Blue Hills Avenue. Where is that? Can someone tell us? Because I don't picture something like this happening in Hampden. You know, there's Hampden borders New Haven, and then there's a nice part of Hampden. Then there's Cheshire. Where is this part?
Right.
Where this could happen?
Is it spelled Blue, B-L-E-W?
What else? Oh, okay. So one of the dogs was lifeless.
Oh, that's really sad.
Come on.
Yeah.
I hope there are severe repercussions.
Officer seized 3 deceased animals.
Oh, my God.
Including 2 cats and a woodchuck.
Aw.
Wow.
You know, can't chuck wood. If the woodchuck could chuck wood.
He can't chuck.
That's what I'm saying.
He's
can't.
He's dead.
Right. Now he's wood.
He ain't chucking anything.
Now he's wood.
He's done chucking.
Right.
There was one last up chuck, and then...
Right. Now they're going to chuck him out. Chuck it out.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi. How are you? That was quick. So Blue Hills Avenue, do you know where the Acropolis Diner is on Dixwell Avenue? Near Home Depot on Dixwell Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's behind there. It's like a few streets behind there.
It seems like a doesn't seem like a place where you'd have a lot of land.
No.
No.
Postage stamp yards.
So houses are really close together. So I was surprised when I read that as well.
It's amazing.
That's why the animals are inside, because there's not land inside.
Yeah, so it just seems like wow, that's a lot of animals, not for a farming type of area.
Right. Wow.
But yeah, I agree. But, yeah, I'm glad that they rescued all the animals that could be rescued.
That's got to be
a good thing.
Such a funk when you walk in that house.
Yeah, you know, that house can be bulldozed.
It wasn't like they just put 30 animals in there yesterday. This has been probably ongoing for a long time, so there's urine and feces and just,
It wasn't like Big Brother on CBS, you know?
Like, if you burn that house down, the flame will be a weird color.
It would stink, too.
Yeah.
Like an ass roast.
All right, Michelle, thank you. Ass roast.
Ass roast.
Yeah, I found it on Google Maps. It is there's not a lot of space. That's a pretty densely populated neighborhood area.
Yeah, postage stamp. That's, you know, you're in your backyard, and it's like, hi, neighbor.
It's right by the parkway, too.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah,
it's pretty close.
These homes are close together.
How did that happen?
Summertime.
What's going on with you Blue Hills Avenue people? You're letting stuff slide over there.
What's up with this?
Ah, let's go.
What's up with that?
Step it up, people.
Smell with you.
Yeah, this doesn't happen like in 2 or 3 weeks where it's like, okay, this is out of control. This has been going on a while.
This has been going on for a while.
The animals were dead. There were dead animals in there. Long time.
I just read that.
No, I know, but this has been going on for a while.
It's just hitting her now.
You're helping us do the math.
Right. Yes.
She's right. We're
it.
Putting the evidence together.
She's doing color.
And you're submitting that as dead animals.
I'm
this
reiterating.
This didn't just happen.
The animals are dead. Dead. The dog. Two cats. Dead.
This is what happens when you walk in, take a breath, and then you come out. This is what you sound like, Christopher Walken.
That's right. It was fine.
How bad was it in there?
Smelled.
Yeah.
Awful.
Right.
There. Die.
Yeah.
Walking.
Having a tough time talking now, are you?
I am.
Yeah. Bad.
Smell.
Bad, bad.
Show.
Oh, I just hope there aren't kids involved. I would think that if there were kids involved, it'd be part of the story.
Under the rubble, they found kids.
And they didn't write anything about anyone arrested? Was the house, like, what happened? Did we, how about, a medical evaluation
something
on the
nice,
person?
Yes. Right, yeah.
Like a little conversation.
Yeah,
so,
a little tidbit.
Yeah. What's your name?
Crazy!
Oh, okay. Well, Mr. Crazy, we have a place for you.
Is it a crazy house?
You know that cage that the squirrels were in?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but with a lot of padding.
Is there a water bottle?
All the water you want.
Is there pellets?
Yeah, there's a water bottle upside down.
No.
Right. There's a metal wheel.
Is there cedar shavings?
Yeah.
Cedar shavings to build a bed.
What to do with the kids on Saturday, Halloween? Do they trick or treat? Do they trunk or treat? We have a big-time Connecticut mayor on who's going to tell us. But first, a radio personality refuses to watch a scary movie, Sinister, as a Halloween assignment. This is our top news story today, 99.1 PLR 95.9 The Fox. Lisa watched it last night. You watched Sinister?
Hello.
Yes. I fell asleep about halfway through because I can't stay up late.
That good,
but
huh?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I'm into scary movies, and I thought it was pretty good. Me falling asleep is just because I'm exhausted when I sit on the couch.
Okay.
But it is pretty scary. It's one of the better scary movies.
All right.
Now, is it gore or scary?
It's just freaky. Like, you don't really know what's going to happen. But just so you know, he moves in the house, the Ethan Hawke character, because he's a true crime writer, and he wants to, like, experience what happened in the house. So he moved into the house.
So he knew it had issues.
That's he knows.
Different.
He knew it had issues. Okay.
So you can't really feel bad for him.
No.
His family,
no, but
yes.
He has a wife and two kids.
I feel bad for them.
Yeah, they didn't sign up for this.
You would think that would be explained like in the trailer. Maybe someone who said they watched the trailer for the movie might hold on to that detail.
Right. Ooh. What person would do that, though? Now, who would watch that and come up with that?
Right.
All I know is I watch a trailer and you see this guy moving into a house and you know that it's a mistake. It's very predictable. You know you shouldn't do that.
Okay.
Right. But that's why he's there, because he wants to, like, get into, you know, whatever happened in there, get a sense of it. The town doesn't want him there. The police don't want him there.
Oh, wow.
The ghost don't want him there.
You know what? That, I feel bad for the family, but not him. He has all of this coming to him.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke, yeah.
All right.
Exactly. All right. Well, Ashley, watch it. It's not that bad. I fell asleep. It's not that bad.
I don't believe you.
Shaking her
head. She's in such disagreement. She's speaking in accents.
SMH.
I can't believe you.
You're being SMH.
Lisa, thank you.
Thanks, Brave
thank
Lisa.
Thank you so much. Good luck, Ashley.
Brave Lisa. Brave
right,
Lisa.
Rich in Stratford and then Hartford Mayor Bronin. Rich in Stratford.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Ashley, you're totally going out like a millennial, man, even though you were born in 89. It's just not working.
Which, by the way, she's been fact-checked. Phil?
That is a millennial.
You're also in that group.
Yes.
The shoe fit.
Yeah, but Phil didn't say he's not a millennial.
No, he did not.
You've got to do things you don't want to do, and when you don't do them, there's consequences. So since you gave yourself a pass, I think they should give you a pass and suspend you without pay for a week. You think about
holy
it.
Holy crap.
That's what I would do.
Suspend you without pay for a week.
Wait. We pay her? We pay her for this?
You shouldn't.
That was an internship.
Why is not watching a scary movie being a millennial and not just being a wuss? Like, totally. I'm a total wuss right now. Why does that have anything to do with being a millennial?
It's not doing the work you were given. The movie has nothing to do with it. Not doing the job you were given, if that's what it's about.
Let's check with the
man. Having a good work ethic.
All right, Rich, right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't like Rich
thank
very
you.
Much.
Have a good day, everybody. Right.
Thank you, Rich.
Let's have the Honorable Mayor Bronin from Hartford check in. What do you think? Should she have to watch the movie or not have to watch the movie, Mayor?
I wouldn't ask anybody to do something I wasn't going to do myself. So, no, I think she shouldn't.
Diplomatic. Wow. I like it. Thank you, Mayor Bronin.
Yeah, it's called caving in.
Wait a minute.
Big difference.
So does that mean you would patrol a very dangerous neighborhood in Hartford at 3 in the morning on a Saturday? Because you do ask others to do that.
I first of all, our cops are doing amazing work right now.
Okay,
I actually
enough.
Do try to get out. I don't get out there at 3 a.m., but I do try to get out there around the city just to say thanks for what they're doing.
Oh, okay.
In all seriousness. In all seriousness, you're absolutely right. We ask a lot of folks to do a lot of things, especially right now. Mm. So sure. Yeah, watch the damn movie.
Wait a second. Mayor Bronin, what happened?
He studied the issue and realized it was a better way to go.
This is exactly what a great executive does.
Right.
They get some details and then...
You know when I change my mind. It takes a big person.
When you're wrong. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. In light of recent information, I'm going to change my opinion.
That's a man right there. Right.
Excellent. Yes. All right. So let's talk to you about Halloween this Saturday. What are you asking your residents to do?
Patrol neighborhoods.
We're asking residents, we're asking families and kids not to do a traditional Halloween. You know, it's just not safe to do it this year. We've seen a real spike in the coronavirus statewide. We're seeing it here in Hartford, like a lot of other communities around the state. You know, we're in the red zone, which means we're seeing a higher level of cases than we want. And, you know, I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, but you can, you know, people are going to be outside and you can do it safely. But if you've gone trick-or-treating with kids, and I've got three little kids, there's just no way to keep kids from running up to in a group together or, you know, piling around that bag of candy. And it's just not a safe environment to do it this year. So we're saying to everybody, you know, do something fun, dress up, do it at home, do a scavenger hunt, watch a scary movie. But don't go out and trick or treat the way you normally would. And don't substitute with that, you know, that with a Halloween party where you're getting a bunch of people together in your house either.
Right. So no trunk or treat, no Halloween party, no trick or treat being recommended in Hartford.
That's right. You know, on the trunk or treat, if it's organized by, in a formal way by an organization that's following safety protocols, that's fine. You know, we've got our police athletic league, for example, that's hosting a trunk or treat. They're going to do it the right way. It's drive up only, so you got to be in cars. And, you know, they're going to have all the PPE that they need. But in general, yeah, you want to avoid those things.
Okay, this trunk or treat, is this open for all residents or just Hartford residents?
Well, it's open for everybody, but it's you know, it's designed and intended for Hartford residents.
Gotcha.
Right. So you're not going to know for
sure. We're not going to be checking IDs.
Yeah. Right. That's tough.
So you're welcome to come up.
They should have a CDC like test and treat. You drive with your car, and you get tested for COVID, and they give you candy.
You get a nasal swab and a Kit Kat.
Great.
Is that what you would be handing out at the Bronin House, the Kit Kats?
Kit Kats, that's my kid's favorite right now. You know, they go through phases, but Kit Kats are pretty popular right now.
The flavor of the month, yes.
What was your favorite?
I like Kit Kats.
Who doesn't?
I like Kit Kats. I like Nestle Crunch.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I like something with a little crunch.
Nestle.
You ever have dark chocolate Kit Kats and dark chocolate Reese's peanut butter cups? Amazing. Big difference.
I love that too.
Can you remember, Mayor, some of the Halloween costumes that some of the characters you dressed up as?
Yeah, some of them. I mean, I dressed up. My mom used to make great costumes, and so I remember she made a great, when I was real little, she made a great dragon costume. Oh. I spent like a good few years of my life obsessed with the American Revolution, so I probably spent a couple of Halloweens dressed as a American Revolutionary soldier with breeches and a tricorn cap. And
everyone's like, hey, it's the Spirit of 76 guy.
That's right. Pretty scary.
Where's the drummer? And the flute player. Wow.
But I don't know. I don't know what my kids are going to be yet. Actually, they haven't decided yet this year. They keep breaking late. But I think they're disappointed that they're not going to be out there. But I think they get it this year.
Right. Well, you know what? Something. This is like kids whose parents are a teachers. They know it sucks because you go to school and it's like, yeah, my dad's my science teacher.
Yeah.
Think about these kids. Yeah, you know, my dad's the mayor and he's canceling Halloween.
Right.
Great.
I know, right?
Thanks,
the Grinch,
Dad.
The Halloween.
Just like punching bags in, right?
They understand that doesn't mean.
Show their face.
Yeah, other kids don't. Yeah, right.
Whatever it is, make sure it's inflatable that I'm wearing around my face.
All right, Mayor. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk with you. All right. Be well, be safe.
You too, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Bonin from Hartford.
That's his Halloween name, Bonin.
Mayor Bonin.
What's he going to ribeye?
I just made the flubble list.
I didn't hear a pen click.
It's Tired Talk Tuesday.
Thank you.
There it is. Mayor Bonin.
Oh, I was trying very hard not to laugh, but Phil was shed some light on that.
Of course.
Not so fun being fact.
Just like a ribeye.
Funny's funny.
Right.
Well, the mayor said to watch the movie.
Exactly right. See? And that's an edict from,
There's no one, not one person has called to say,
defend. Nope.
I am with Ashley. She should not have to watch a scary movie.
Right. Even a mom.
What Bosky doesn't understand is I will watch this movie, and then for the following week, I will not sleep.
And he cares because...
No, I think he does understand that. I think that was part of the appeal.
Right, yeah. Great. He's a cruel person. You don't realize by now.
That's what I think Ashley doesn't understand.
Yes. You don't care.
I'm texting someone.
It's just not something enjoyable at all.
Well, you don't know unless you saw it. You may end up liking it.
Yeah, welcome to the work world.
Yeah.
Just not enjoyable. It's like, yeah, okay, you think the guy... swinging garbage cans on the back of the garbage truck at, in December. It's like, I love this.
Oh, this is why I signed up.
Enjoyable.
Right. Forget that good pay and the health care. This is what I really wanted.
Right. I mean, last year you went through a haunted house. You don't enjoy doing that. You can't do that this year. So we asked you to watch a scary movie and you didn't want to do it.
I mean, it's your
this
house.
This is the sound of... this is the sound of someone who has no... comeback.
Nope. I've got nothing. Except I didn't want to do it because it's scary.
You've got nothing because you've done nothing.
I've watched several Halloween movies. Just not that one.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling to say that I actually agree with Ashley.
Aha.
How you sound nuts. You sound nuts.
And I love you never hang up.
She probably is like me, can fall asleep to any real life murder mystery, but something about spirits can't do it.
I don't even think she could watch a murder mystery.
No.
Yeah, I do. I don't mind action movies. I don't mind murder mysteries, but I don't like the psychological...
This is a murder mystery.
Yeah.
No, intentional, they try to scare you. They want
psychological,
you on the edge of your seat.
Intentional.
I don't like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Motivational. Recreational. It's sensational.
I'm going to use all the old words.
Why would women put this in there for fur?
To keep vampires out.
It's a resolution for something else.
Just shows you Italian. How you been,
Dr. Jennifer Gunter, an OBGYN and author, is an expert on several aspects. Damn it. Of women's health. It's Tired Talk Tuesday.
Yes.
But she also seemed to have a specialty in telling us what not to put in our fur.
Well, like stovetop stuffing, for example? Yes.
Right. I would, yeah, there'd be a long list.
Yeah, really. An apple?
Wouldn't consider either of those. An apple?
I guess you're right. An like, apple? If we have to tell ladies not to put garlic in there for fur-fur,
right.
We really have to have a long list of things.
Oyster no stuffing?
No stovetop stuffing.
Oyster stuffing, right. You know, no pie filling, probably. Certainly don't want to put your change in there.
Ugh.
Bankroll? Yep.
I know somebody that's done this, personally.
What? They've done the garlic thing?
Yes.
Stuffing?
Garlic.
Oh. I would think lemon.
Why?
Lemon's nice. That nice fresh scent.
You know someone.
Yes, I do.
You do.
Is it you?
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, Ashley doesn't do anything.
No.
Thanks, Phil.
Well, tell us. What happened?
She had a medical condition that she thought could be cured by sticking garlic up her... Mm-hmm.
No, it's a fur-fur-fur-fur.
Fur-fur-fur-fur-fur. And she did?
Right.
Wow.
And then getting that out was a whole other process.
It started to grow, right?
Well, where?
So it can germinate.
Is this a weird home remedy?
Yes.
I have no idea. This is new to me.
Yes. As an alternative to not going to the doctor, you could potentially do this in your for her, and it could potentially solve your problem.
Some kind of an infection?
Like a Parmesan?
Yeast?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, so you got garlic and yeast in there. You make a nice calzone.
Oh, man.
AJ!
What?
Hey!
I'm hungry. What? I'm hungry. Hey.
It's not a laughing matter.
Same matter with you. I'm laughing.
It's not a laughing matter. It's a matter.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly.
Ooh. Hey, you like garlic? Watch this.
This girl that did this, are you friends with her?
We lost touch, but I used to be. Yeah. I know her pretty well.
She lost all feeling, actually. Lost touch.
The worst part is she told me the story over a lunch date, like we were eating lunch.
Wow. You have a garlic pizza?
I have to believe that just, wow.
Yeah. Well, since it's the garlic, it was the basil and the bread and the butter.
Tired talk.
Yep. Click that pen.
Oh, my God. It was like a melting pot.
You want to click your head.
Click it good.
It's a crock pot.
Exactly. Let it sit for 8 hours. Feeds a family of four.
What's it cooking today?
Crawfish.
AJ. On behalf of all women everywhere.
We're having a lobster boil today.
Oh my
you God. Must cease and desist.
Oh, relax. Yeah, garlic in there.
What's going on in that?
You don't want to know, Chad.
Seriously.
Know. Sounds like someone's smoking out of a contraption.
Right. Yeah, it's a bong.
Oh, there's carrots in there. Meat and
right.
Potatoes.
Stew, oh, yes. Right. Stew.
Garlic. Very good.
Right. Yep. Use a breadstick later on. Get it all.
You're disgusting.
What kind of ladle do you use?
Keep your breadstick to yourself.
We didn't stick to garlic in the her.
Exactly.
Okay?
Right.
We're not
yeah.
disgusting.
Right.
We're not the for our person.
Right.
Right.
You went there, we followed.
It. You're disgusting.
Mr.
No, the person who put garlic in their for. It's the problem.
I would think a French onion soup would be good down
Mr.
there.
Mr. Breadstick joke over there.
Okay, what did you tell your friend?
It had already been inserted and...
Okay, what did you say?
Yeah.
What was your reaction?
It was gross.
What is that what you said?
No. My better question was, did it work?
Right. There's no way you said, is it gross?
I mean, of course you want to know if it worked or not. I just want to know what kind of remediation I have at home.
Well, if she has a yeast infection...
Yeah. So you weren't helpful.
So she made garlic bread. Hello.
Jim Brewer's on the phone. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
Jim Brewer, super comedian, coming to Wall Street Theater Norwalk on Friday. We have a little dilemma here. Maybe you could help us resolve it.
Go ahead. Let me hear.
All right. So our boss asked Ashley.
Hello.
To watch a scary movie, Sinister. And she didn't do it. She doesn't like scary movies.
Okay.
So. We don't know what to do now.
So you're forcing her to watch scary movies?
The boss.
Yes.
The boss is. The boss is do.
The answer is yes.
But that's what bosses boss do. Yeah.
Boss he offered to pay for it and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Ashley, you live alone?
No. I live with my fiance.
And a dog.
And a dog.
She's done with my... You know what? My kids... I'm going to defend Ashley here.
Thank you, Jim.
My kids come home... And it made me realize the age of, like, 12 to 17, the kids love having to be scared to death. To death. And they're like, oh, did you see this movie? And they start eating people. My daughter came home yesterday, and she goes, oh, what's the one when the guy eats people, the old one, the classic.
Is that on the farm, right?
Pulp Fiction?
Oh, Silence of the Lambs.
Or that one, whatever.
Yes. Yeah, so there's another one. She's like, duh, watch the second Silence of the Lambs. It was so... like, what? Why would you even watch? It's like watching the... It's like when we were kids, and you remember the first time you watched those tapes that were like the death tapes? The guy
Face of Death.
By alligators.
Faces of Death.
Face of Death. My dad loved those.
Yes.
Had a whole series.
Yes. But back then, you meet a friend behind a garage, like, I got the tapes.
Yes. That's right.
Yes, you did.
That's right.
Don't say nothing. It's when are your parents out of the house? And then, you know, now it's like on Channel 2 in the afternoon on Disney Channel.
Really? Yeah.
I remember getting that tape, and it's exactly what you said.
Yep.
It was this whole, like, I got it. But when you watched it, you could tell it was copy number 1030.
It was so muddy.
It was just copy of a copy of a copy.
So
of
muddy. Yep.
So muddy and grainy. Which made it even creepier.
It did, yeah.
Yeah. Is that monkey really a monkey?
The monkey brains, yeah.
That's the first scene I thought of.
Yeah, monkey brains. Oh, the
Do
guy
you know what happens,
out.
Ashley?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jim, you want to tell her?
Exactly. Yeah, they got a little monkey in a table in some country where it's a delicacy.
I'm out.
And the poor little monkey. Yeah, and they're all sitting around just batting the poor monkey.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Right. So they fresh monkey brains.
Right.
So they take this table,
yes.
And there's a hole
horrible.
In the center of the table that goes around the monkey's neck, and so it's just this monkey
it's
head
horrible.
In
all
the
right.
center of the table.
Thank you very much. I've had enough.
Yeah.
And they take all these little hammers and just start eating.
Yeah, it was horrifying. Yeah.
Horrifying.
And that makes me go, and what country, wasn't it, what country was that in? Do you remember?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
The country.
That's the Welcome Center.
It is a crazy place. It is a crazy place.
Yeah, it's like every other, it's every other neighborhood now.
Right.
You know wherever it goes. But yeah, you know what?
It was like, a nation country, I remember.
The other disturbing, and it I don't know if it was on Faces of Death 1 or 2, but I could never erase this scene from my head. It was a politician who was in trouble, and he calls this live press conference, and it's in the United States. And at the press conference, he pulls out a gun.
Yep. Bud Dwyer.
Yes.
Is that who it was?
Bud Dwyer.
Right. Bud Deadshot Dwyer. Yes.
Oh, my God. And people are saying, no.
Don't
and
you?
And he puts the gun in his mouth. And right before he pulls the trigger, you could see he has like just a glimpse of a second thought.
Yeah. I'm Bud Dwyer, and everyone's ready.
Ugh. That was tough.
Yeah. Then he watched Jackass afterwards.
I remember that.
And then they played some weird song as he was dead on the ground. Do you remember?
I don't remember. I never saw the original broadcast.
They jumped in some weird song, like it was like farewell to you.
Oh, man.
I'm like, my God.
From Sound of Music?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Horrible.
I know that song.
Comedian Jim Brewer's on the phone, hanging out with us. We're social distancing, so he's like 300 miles away.
Right. So just in the guidelines.
That's right.
Just in the guidelines. Right. Just 10 feet that wear a mask.
Yeah.
Right.
So Chris said Wizard of Oz.
I have seen that.
Okay. Was that the scariest movie you've ever seen?
I mean, that witch was pretty scary, but I have to have seen something scarier.
How old were you when you saw it?
A little. I'm not sure. I grew up on that movie.
That's a scary movie when you're a kid. It's a fun movie, but there are scary parts.
Yeah. Oh, you know what movie I was scared of when I was...
We're not moving from The Wizard of Oz
yet. Okay.
No.
The scary scene for me in that movie was the apple trees.
Mm. Yeah, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, they start moving.
They were talking.
How would you like it if someone picked off of you? What?
Yeah, seriously.
I was scared to go near any trees after that for a while.
Exactly. They're going to pick off me.
And the face on those things.
Yeah.
When she tries to light the scarecrow on fire, that's terrifying.
Yep. Right. How about a fire, scarecrow?
Yeah.
And the witch and the flying monkeys.
Right.
Right.
Flying monkeys.
Flying monkeys.
Yeah.
That was more like an acid trip, but okay. go with that one.
When she threatens Dorothy that she'll take her shoes off after she's dead, right? In the castle, she brings Dorothy back into the castle.
Are they kind of kinky here or what? After you're going to take your shoes off. And then what's going to happen?
The shoes won't come off while she's living, right? So she's got to kill. She's got to die first.
I'm going to tickle your dead body.
Right.
Ooh.
Oh. I ain't getting nowhere.
All right. And what else?
A scene in a movie that I was very scared of when I was little was the end of E.T. with, like, the doctors. It's just, stop laughing.
The whole thing was, like, intense.
Stop laughing.
Right. You know, Jim, maybe you're right. Maybe she shouldn't see this movie, Sinister. She'll explode. Her head will explode.
You know, it's a good movie for her. She likes dogs. A cute movie called Cujo.
The end of E.T. scared her?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that's very scary. Doctors in suits and, like, the souls are connected and the flower dies and...
They set up the bubble tents.
Yeah, and everybody's right. All powdery. Like, E.T.'s, like, all pale and powdery. It's like, what happened to E.T.?
Because he was dying.
Very scary.
He was dying.
Very scary. He's dying.
Yeah.
What about The Shining?
Oh, absolutely Shining. Not.
Oh, damn.
Absolutely not.
It's that one being a hotel. Scared the snot out of me.
That's with the twins, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. So you know a little
Here's
bit about
Johnny.
That's the best line ever.
Oh. Yeah, the twin. To this day, when I check into a hotel, certain hotels, I imagine those twins coming down the hallway on that freaking little, just standing at the end.
It's like a tricycle.
Kid, he was on a big wheel.
Big wheel?
Yeah, certain carpets, on the long big hallways wheel. With certain lights. Yeah. Remind me of that, too. Yeah, it's like, oh, The Shining, the two girls in blue.
Yeah.
Paris, Danny, with forever and ever and ever. With horrible accents.
You know what scene got to me? It was the bar scene where he's talking to the bartender.
And yes!
Then they switch cameras, and you can see he's there by himself.
Yep. Grady.
Fucking, right. He's going, I didn't mean to hurt him, Doc. Can I pull his arm? Or wait.
Yeah.
This one is... He's walking and he's trailing his arms. And you're like, what is, you know what, the scene that freaked me out in that, I don't know why, is when he started getting flashbacks. He looked to his left and there was someone in a pig's head.
Yes.
That slowly, like they were about to have a sexual act and they turned and looked at him. I don't know why that was the weirdest freaky, or when he went to go with the girl and it was an old woman. Ah, that movie.
Well,
that movie.
That scene with the pig. Did he open a door?
It's like a bear suit. The door's open already.
Yeah.
And you just see people in there. They never explain it in the movie. It's like a 4-second cutaway scene.
Yeah.
And you're just like, who are those people? What was happening? And then the movie just keeps going.
It was like a Billy Idol video.
That was scary as hell.
Yeah. It was weird. That
what was so, was it? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, shoot. Well, that's annoying. Can you hear that big siren?
No.
Did you set something off?
What happened?
I told you to cut the red wire.
The cops are coming.
Cut the red wire.
Run.
Jim forgot to take the garbage out this morning.
Jim Brewer is on. What was that?
That's my head.
Oh. You're a soprano.
That scene from The Shining freaks Jim out.
Right.
His head is saying, warning.
Yeah, it freaked
warning.
Me out so bad.
Talk about baseball, Jim, now!
That's actually the sound of Ashley watching Sinister.
Alert, alert.
Yeah, that's her heart monitor.
Exactly.
That's what's going on in her head.
But you know what's funny? It's not going away. So do you live on top of a firehouse? Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, I'm literally... There we go. Holy crow, is that loud.
Right.
Jeez. Well, I'm parked. Because my office is my car.
Right.
Oh, no matter what, my girls, nobody gets that dad needs quiet. Nobody.
Right.
Nobody. I can go in my garage, they'll find me in the garage. I can be, no matter where I go, someone will hunt me down and either ask a question while I'm talking. I'm on the radio. Oh, okay, can you still get me a caramel macchiato?
You a drink order person? Look at yourself.
Your daughter probably sounded that siren. Siren. just punch me in the face. Jesus.
So I parked, and of all places, I'm next to a firehouse not thinking it would go off in the middle of Chester, New Jersey, in the middle of nowhere.
Your kids did it. They found out where you were. They pinged your phone.
You know what? Yeah. I got to watch The Shining again. There are so many scenes that are classics. That. So what's in that room? It's a guy in a bear suit with a pig's head? No.
What? Yeah. It's something what? On it. Yeah, something like that. And he's, it looks like going downtown on another person.
Yeah.
Yes. I think they're dressed, but it, like the implication is there about what's going
on. Yeah, it's like a weirdo sex scene.
Yeah. Right. The book explains a lot more about like those characters and why that's happening. But in the movie, it's just like, it's there and then it's not there. And you're like, did we just see that? Yeah. Are they going to tell us what's going on? Right. And they don't.
That's what made it scary.
Exactly.
It's just a flash.
Yeah.
That's exactly what freaked me out.
Your brain records it.
It traumatized me.
Yeah. Yeah, that movie.
I don't know.
That's a good one.
You know, you may not know this one, and I don't want it to, if it's too obscure, we'll move along. Lauren Hardy did a movie called, sometimes it was called Babes in Toyland.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was changed to
March of the Wooden Soldiers.
The Wooden Soldiers.
Yeah.
The Boogeymen.
The Boogeymen. Yeah. With great big teeth and great big eyes, and they catch you and they eat you. On Bogeyland,
yes, they scared the death out of me as a child, and I went back. Now it's on every Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Every Thanksgiving, March of Winter, and I watch it now, and I realize how ridiculous the suits are. And not only are the suits ridiculous when they're shooting them with the darts and they're hitting them with the...
You can see the padding.
The one... Yeah. You
the peewee darts. The peewees, yeah.
Square board on the back that they're throwing it into.
Yep.
But that movie freaked me out. And the boogeyman would pick up a little kid and start walking away. And I'm like,
You were 27, Jim.
We got a roll. Jim's at Wall Street Theater Friday in Norwalk, wallstreettheater.com. You can go live in person, and everyone's distant and all that stuff. Or you could stream it. And if you want to stream it, you go to WPLR.com and get 20% off the show. So that's tickets.
I'm going to hit a lot of good subjects. A lot of elephants in the room.
Cool.
And you go after all of them. Good. All right. Thank you, my brother.
Can't wait. Hey, man, you guys have a good one. And Ashley, don't stick to Wizard of Oz.
You got it.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.